When I was 40 years old, a master found me and started to teach me cultivation. At that time, I was still a young girl who had just entered junior high school. That master had lived more than 500 years, and he taught me the Fa often. Even though he usually spent several months to explain one concept, I still didn't quite understand it. My third eye was open from the very beginning. I could see that foxes, weasels, snakes, and other evil spirits were everywhere in the temples, and that there wasn't any Buddha on the Buddha statues. Those terrible scenes often frightened me so much that I kept asking my master to shut my third eye. After the Cultural Revolution began in China, people all went to Beijing, where I, a 26-year-old woman, went to Ermine Mountain alone. In a temple halfway up the mountain, I met an abbot who was over 70 years old. I begged him to let me stay in the temple. The old abbot said to me,
"Young Buddhist, you went in the wrong direction. You should go toward the north."
I hastened to explain, "I didn't go in the wrong direction. The north is where worldly people go. I came to the right place." The abbot was very happy to hear these words, and we became good friends. After I stayed there for 2 days, I asked the abbot for the way to summon monkeys, for I knew that monkeys on Ermine Mountain had many supernatural abilities. The abbot said,
"Just shout toward the valley, 'Sana, come back to eat.'"
I chose a place where echoes could be generated and shouted at the valley, "Sangar, come back to eat." In a little while, several hundred monkeys showed up, singing and dancing, and so happy that they were turning cartwheels in front of me. The eldest monkey came over and gave me a big hug. He kept kissing my cheeks and even got his saliva on my face. He then spit out a dan, which is cultivation energy in the form of a pill, from his mouth and gave it to me. I thought it was too dirty to eat. The abbot said,
"Young Buddhas, you still have an obstacle in your heart. This dan is something the monkey has cultivated for several hundred years."
Then, the monkeys formed a monkey bridge over the valley. The monkey in the back seized the legs of the monkey in the front, one after another. The old monkey picked me up and walked over the monkey bridge. I was too frightened to open my eyes. He brought me to the other side of the valley, where there was another group of monkeys. Later, the abbot told me,
"In all of history, only one other person was met with such a courteous reception. You're the second. But you received two more things. One is the dan that the monkey gave you. The other is that the monkeys escorted you to the other side. Usually, monkeys are not allowed to cross to the other side."
There are many cultivators in Ermine Mountain, but ordinary people cannot see them. They all have supernatural abilities and can hide the places where they stay, just like it says in the fairy tales. Halfway down the mountain were those who had cultivated for 200 to 300 years. The longest any of them had cultivated did not exceed 500 years. This group was the majority. The energy pillars above their heads could only reach partway up the mountain. Going up above the halfway point of the mountain, the number of cultivators became fewer and fewer, while their levels of accomplishment in cultivation were higher and higher, and their ages older and older. Upon reaching the top of the mountain, the cultivators were few and far between. All of them had cultivated for more than 2,000 years. Their energy pillars went beyond the Milky Way, some beyond the level of Tathagata. But they were still cultivating, as they had not yet reached the completion of their cultivation. Among them was my old master. Later, I learned that when our great teacher, Mr. Li Hongzhi, went to Ermine Mountain, all the cultivators there came out to welcome him. Together, their energy pillars soared toward the heavens, like colorful fireworks. There was a Taoist who had been cultivating for over 4,000 years on Qincheng Mountain. He wanted to take me as his disciple. I kindly declined by saying that I already had a master and that I wanted to find a cultivation way that would enable me to attain Buddhahood in this lifetime. He told me that he was here when Sakyamuni, Jesus, and Lao Tzu reincarnated into the human world, and he had witnessed how they had spread their Fa and offered salvation to people. In his Fa teaching lectures, Our teacher mentioned that on his way north from Sichuan province to Xi'an city, many mountain cultivators came down from the mountain and asked him why his disciples had cultivated so fast. Later, teacher permitted the mountain cultivators to listen to his Fa lectures, and one of these was the Taoist who had cultivated for over 4,000 years. At the end of the Cultural Revolution, another cultivator and I went to the Kangzang region, hoping to find in Tantrism the cultivation way that would enable one to attain Buddhahood in this lifetime. It was well known among cultivators that the true form of Tibetan Tantrism was to be found in Kangzang and no longer in Tibet. When we arrived in Kangzang, we met a person who had kowtowed all the way from Changchun to Kangzang, seeking the righteous Fa. Together, we found a monastery. At the time, a great Lama was teaching the Fa there. When we arrived, the great Lama asked me to sit next to him and listen to him teach. This was a very rare and courteous reception in Tibetan Tantrism. He then asked us why we had come to Kangzang to seek the Fa. We told him that there wasn't any righteous Fa in the interior of China. Instead, temples were full of evil spirits, and that's why we had come here, searching for the righteous Fa. The great Lama paused to think for a moment and then said,
"That's not true. There will be a great Fa that one hasn't encountered in ages upon ages. That Fa will be spread in the inland areas soon, and it will be spread right from Changchun. You can go back and wait for it."
Upon hearing this, I hastened down the mountain and reached an agreement with my companion that whoever found the Fa first should let the other one know. But the person from Changchun didn't believe it and stayed in Kangzang. In the early 1980s, many children with supernatural abilities appeared throughout China. Some could read with their ears, some could see with their hands or the back of their heads. We cultivators knew these things were real, but we also knew that these supernatural abilities shouldn't be used in a performance or to show off. So I found many of the children and explained to their parents why they shouldn't let their children perform. All of the children are protected began cultivating in Falun Dafa later on. As for those so-called critics of supernatural abilities, they were just clowns. The less people believe in God, the less supernatural phenomena God will allow people to see. If a God permits, having your head changed is only a trivial matter. Yet humans still think that their technology today is so extraordinary. Why does every race and nationality have similar fairy tales throughout history, but they weren't any more than communication devices back then? It's because, as humans believe in gods less and less, stories about gods became merely fairy tales. The children I protected told me at that time, "The Lord of the universe will soon save the earth." In the early 1990s, I was still feeling very sad for not having found the great Fa. One day, while kneeling in front of a Buddhist picture, I vowed to find a cultivation way that cultivates both the mind and the body. I vowed to attain Buddhahood and save sentient beings. That night, when I was meditating, my main spirit flew out and was searching and asking in every dimension, one by one, "Is there a righteous Fa that cultivates the mind and the body and enables one to attain Buddhahood as sentient beings?" That night, when I was meditating, my main spirit flew out and was searching and asking in every dimension, one by one, "Is there a righteous Fa that cultivates the mind and the body and enables one to attain Buddhahood in one lifetime?" In each dimension, there were many cultivators, but none of them had heard of such a wonderful righteous Fa. They all said to me, "If you find this wonderful righteous Fa, please make sure to let us know and come save us." Later, my cultivation energy wasn't enough to let me go any higher, so one of my old masters gave me a divine crane. It took me to continue my search upward, asking about the righteous Fa, dimension by dimension, until we couldn't go any higher. The cultivators in each dimension all sincerely hoped that I could find such a wonderful and righteous Fa and return to save them. Just as I was feeling upset and desperate, suddenly a lotus flower flew down toward me from the heavens and picked me up. It took me to a splendid and magnificent palace where a great Buddha was lecturing on the Buddha Fa. Row after row of Buddhas around him were listening to his lecture. The closer the Buddhas sat to the great Buddha, the bigger their bodies were. Tathagatas were at the outermost row, and their bodies were the smallest. I saw many Tathagatas, including Lao Tzu and Confucius, and I was most surprised to see Jesus there too. As I walked into the Buddha's palace, the gathering ended. I felt very upset, thinking that my predestined luck with the Buddha Fa was very poor. The lotus flower then brought me to the great Buddha, and my body grew to be very large by the power from the great Buddha. The great Buddha made hand gestures toward me, and immediately rays of golden light came forth. From the golden light flew copies of shining scriptures. I was so happy, I tried my best to catch the scriptures with my hands. The first two scriptures I caught were China Falun Gong and Zhuan Falun. I was thinking, where can I find you down on earth? The great Buddha immediately changed into the image of Teacher Li in a suit. He looked just like he does in the picture in Zhuan Falun. In an instant, I came back to my flesh body in the human world. Waiting in the human world was totally unbearable. In 1995, I ran into my friend who went with me to Kangzang. Her face was radiating a rosy glow. I said, "Ah, you must have attained the Fa. Show it to me now." I urged her to take me to her home, and words cannot describe how anxious I was. Once we arrived at her house, I saw a copy of China Falun Gong on the table. I grabbed it and held it tightly to my chest, but my friend said it was her only copy and wouldn't let me take the book. So I said, "Then tell me where you got the book and I'll find it." She gave me the address of a bookstore. It was almost closing time. I rushed there and found the store was closing. I asked the owner if he still had China Falun Gong. He said it was sold out. I didn't believe it, so I looked for the book on the shelves myself. Finally, when I opened the door of a bookcase, I found two copies of the golden and shiny China Falun Gong. I bought them immediately. I began to read the book as soon as I got home. All of a sudden, I understood everything. The things that my old masters had taught me, such as the heavenly circulation, the placement of the mysterious paths, celestial eye, precognition, and ritual cognition, each of which took them a year to explain, yet still remained unclear, were clearly explained in China Falun Gong in only a few sentences. Why do people think that Dafa books are too high to understand? Why do people feel that our teacher is very high-sounding in his lectures? The reason is that these are the secrets of secrets that nobody has ever discussed in the circle of cultivators and were hidden away like treasures. Yet our teacher has unveiled them to us in a few plain words. Not only can the human mind not comprehend them, but also some God's minds cannot comprehend them either. So, of course, he appears to be very high-sounding. Later, I spread Dafa to the Kangzang region and to the children whom I had protected, and to many cultivators in the mountains. The mountain cultivators all returned to the ordinary people's world and are cultivating in Dafa. Some of them were younger disciples who obtained the Fa through older disciples. Some were masters who obtained the Fa from their disciples. When Dafa practitioners went to Erme Mountain to spread the Fa, many of the monks in the mountains got signs from the Bodhisattva the night before. They came down the mountain very early in the morning and were kneeling along the sidewalk to receive Zhuan Falun. Teacher once said, "All gods know that I'm spreading Dafa. Only humans do not know." I made a catalog of all of Sakyamuni's disciples and where they had come back to the human world after reincarnation. I found them and spread Dafa to them. However, some of them are too lost among ordinary people and are not able to learn the Fa anymore. One of them is the Anan, whom we often read about in Buddhist scriptures. It is indeed true that not everyone qualifies to obtain the Fa. Those who have cultivated for thousands of years and haven't reached completion want to obtain it but cannot. Those who obtained the Fa have encountered the most precious treasure that doesn't come along in ages upon ages. Yet people still do not know to cherish the great Fa of the universe. All gods know that persecuting Dafa is an unpardonable sin. The story that I just told is not even one-tenth of what I have experienced, yet I am just an ordinary member among the many Falun Dafa cultivators.